The Council for Exceptional Children, Chapter 99, will be holding a workshop on Monday to examine technology and what it does to the minds of children. The local CEC holds monthly meetings on a variety of topics, but Program Chair Bev Johns says this is the first time this topic has been covered. Johns stressed the importance of the meeting for the community.
For those of us who are not digital natives, we're facing trying to keep up with everything that's happening in the technology world. And for our children today, who in fact know no other world, we have to change our way of thinking and our way of teaching so that we can meet the needs of children who are used to technology.
Marilee Springer, an educator and author of books such as Teaching the Critical Vocabulary of the Common Core and Becoming a Whiz at Brain-Based Teaching, will speak on the digital brain.
What she's going to be discussing on Monday is how technology is affecting the structure, function, and development of the brain, the positive changes, and some of the concerns that both teachers and parents should be aware of as they're working with children in this technological world.
Johns says the CEC Chapter 99 is focused on bringing information and awareness to people in the community.
We ask teachers and parents what are the topics that they're most interested in learning about that will help within their classrooms and for parents at home. Then we seek out speakers who can talk about those topics.
According to Johns, the CEC Chapter 99 is one of the first 100 chapters in the United States that promotes the education and welfare of children with disabilities, as well as students who are gifted and talented. The event will run from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at Hamilton's, and the public is invited to attend. The cost of pre-registration, including dinner, is $12 for CEC members or for classroom paraprofessionals. For all others, the cost will be $25. To register, go online to cec99.org. Crime Stoppers of Morgan and Scott County are requesting information to assist in catching a local vandal. The Jacksonville Police Department reports that sometime in the overnight hours of October 10 and 11, an unknown person or persons shot windows with a BB or pellet gun at several Jacksonville locations. The incidents happened at a business in the 500 block of West Morton, a residence in the 1100 block of Southeast, and a parked vehicle in the 400 block of East College. In the early morning hours of October 17th, windows to a business in the 1400 block of South Main in South Jacksonville were also shot out. Police ask anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers by going to morganscottcrimestoppers.webs.com and click on the blue button on the homepage. You can also call 243-7300 or text 274-637. The next Town Brook cleanup is less than a week away. Jacksonville Alderwoman Lori Large Oldnettle indicated at a special studies committee meeting on Wednesday the next cleanup will be next Saturday at 8:30. Volunteers are asked to meet at the former Midlands building to participate in the cleanup that will include the entire Town Brook. Oldnettle says officials are looking for about 100 volunteers. That would allow for the brook to be cleaned from Westtown Ford down to the Johnson Street Bridge.
Again, this year it looks like we're going to have quite a few college students who are helping us out. Unfortunately, it's McMurray's homecoming, and those students aren't going to be able to help us out, but we'll be able to maybe incorporate them into another area of the waterway, maybe in the coming week. So we'll work with McMurray to see if we can do something with that. But it does look like Illinois College will send anywhere between 25 and 50 students our way.
Oldnettle says anywhere between 90 and 150 volunteers have participated in previous cleanups. It used to take about 90 minutes to 2 hours, but she anticipates next week's cleanup won't take that long.
The more cleanups that we do, the cleaner our waterways are, so it's taking us less time. And I think people are becoming more aware, perhaps, of what they're doing with their litter and getting them into the appropriate trash receptacles. And I'm seeing more and more people who are actually picking up trash, maybe on walks. And the more traffic we have along the Town Brook, I think we'll continue to see that enhanced and improved over time. But certainly we'd love to have about 50 more community volunteers over the age of 18 to come out and help us out.
An update was also provided on the ongoing Town Brook hydrology study. Oldnettle says engineers from the Department of Natural Resources will be in the Jacksonville area for the next 2 weeks shooting elevations along the brook to determine where flooding is happening. Oldnettle says the study will take place in residential areas along the brook that are prone to flooding.
They're going to be looking at the town brook and some of the major tributaries. We're very grateful to have this solid information for the city moving forward, not only with the town brook, but just looking at minimizing flooding for the long haul, hopefully for the city of Jacksonville. If you do see public officials or people up in your yards, if people have concerns, we encourage them to call the Jacksonville Police Department or Kelly Hall's office, and they can let them know. Also, you can ask people for identification. They will have identification on them, so people are able to ask that as well.
Oldenettle says the work is being done by the state pro bono through the work of city lobbyist Jeff Torricelli. The study is anticipated to be finished early 2015. Since the state put a restrictive graduated driver's license program into place about 7 years ago, teen driving deaths have dropped 55%. Dave Dahl has this report.
The regulations came from a stretch of more than a dozen teen deaths over several months near Pekin.
We require parents to spend 50 hours behind the wheel with a young person, 10 hours at night, because we know that nighttime driving creates a problem for the young driver. Drivers could only drive up to 11 o'clock on weekends, 10 o'clock during the week, and then they can only have one unrelated person in the automobile with them for the first 1 year period of time.
Secretary of State Jesse White likes to remind young people his office is in charge of who does and who does not get a driver's license, and as he puts it, he who giveth can taketh away. At the Illinois Capitol, this is Dave Dahl.
The State Board of Education says that for the first time in Illinois history, white students are no longer in the majority in public schools. White students now make up 49.9% of the state's 2 million public school students. The number of African American students has dropped to about 18%, while the number of Hispanic students has grown to 24.6%. Also, for the first time, the percentage of students considered low income has passed the halfway mark at 51.5%. The ISBE reports the graduation rate is up 3%, while the dropout rate is at a 15-year low.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.